could be four Krishna. When one begins Vavin and Nagdos it sits the other, he takes the scissors in his hand. And he holds them in his left hand, being Kmitalazer, connectedly between his fingers after his heart. There are different minhagim over here of whether to just take the front two tzitzis and leave the two behind tzitzis behind him, or to take all four tzitzis, and then the zifnagim has to wrap it around the fingers. I think if you look at the art score of Moshe book on the front cover, you can see how he held it. When you reach Vayomer, the pasha, the third pasha, pasha tzitzis, then you hold the other end with your right hand. You put over the eyes, and you look at them and kiss them. Each time you read the word tzitzis, the kiss of Oysim ad the nechmadim laad, shaz noishkan manichim yada. Now, there is also a minig brought down between the Gra not to kiss at all because it's a question of a hefsek. And therefore, one should just look at the tzitzis. And there's also another meaning that some have based on the ground not to even hold the tzitzis because you want to leave shtayim lefnel, shtayim lachra, in the tzura of the way the tzitzis are supposed to be worn. Those that do hold the tzitzis, the shas, shema, krishma, follow the meaning of their family of how they hold it. And then when you get to v'nechmadim la, that's when you kiss them and drop them, or just drop them. Sifches, ba'omre ani Hashem alikechem, yomim miyad gam tevis emes. The person is not supposed to be masik between Hashem alikechem and emes. Shaloi la'afsik b'nehem. That's very important. We're not masik at all between them. Megam ha'shlich tzibo oim mekein. V'choy zvoim ha'shem alikechem emes. V'shlich tzibo repeat the three words of Shema Alkechem Emes, V'yicham and Kolecha L'shema Yigimot Tevis Elu and Pishnei Echtziba. And one should be Chavin to the Yotza, these three words from the mouth of the Shema Echtziba. Kib Elu Gimot Tevis, Nishnamu Remach Tevis B'Krishma. There's an important Indian that there should be 248 words in Krishma. Kineged the 248 Avarim in man, like it's brought down in the Mishnah in Alis. And right after that, we begin v'yatsiv. Aval also loy va'oyda pam emes. Omisha misfal v'yechidus. One of the time on their own, yoyma kodim krishma kalmach neman lahashtim gimutay v'selim minin rimach. Now, the idea that's being mentioned over here is that if we count the words of krishma, there's 245, which means that if we're trying to reach 248, we're missing three words. So when the chazan ends off Hashem alakechem emes out loud, with that, everyone's yaitza. In order to be yaitza, you have to have kavana of the shemeya and the mashmiya, the ones saying and the ones listening. And it could be even if the chazan is not sure if he's mechavan or not. So the stomach is that's what he's doing over here. There's a medrash that the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the medrash in on the pasuk in Mishnah in Tanchuma, the Zoya, and many that Krishma is a very high is an inyan gevaya, and therefore these 248 words which are connected each aver of the person is doing some kind of tikkun in the Gashmias and the Ruchnias of that Aver. And that's why it was so important to get in these extra three words. Now, the Levush writes that because of this, there are some from the Rishonim that were not to say in the beginning of Krishma Kelmach Neman, and I was Zachar Mashma from this, that they did not say Hashem Alkechem Emes twice, but says the Levush, after them, after those Rishonim, it was a scheme of Kol HaChacham to mevatel this meaning, v'cheini to the Zayar, not to say Kel Melech Neman, because it's a hefsek between the bracha of Abaychem L'Yisro be'ava to the Iker of Krishma. There's a hefsek. Therefore, one would not say it. And he says, and that's Shana Mechaber Amah, that they don't mention Kamelech Nehman. The Pri Chodesh is bothered that, that how do you repeat the words of Shama Kechem Emes? In other words, we have Tzadim to each way. Now, the general meaning is that the Chazan says Shama Kechem Emes. Now, the different Minhagim also in what the Chazan is supposed to say himself, and then what does he say out loud? One Malach is, the Magmar brings down from the Asara Mamaris, the Ramami Panay, that the word Emes is part of the minyan. Therefore, B'yachid, he says Emes, and doesn't repeat and say Emes. The Yachid says Emes, right. And the Shat, he does not say Emes quietly, he only says it out loud. Meaning to himself, he says Hashem Alekechem. Then out loud, he says Hashem Alekechem Emes. And Radvaz explains that it's not a hefsik, because since you're not being mafsik, except in order to be mashed in the Ramach Tevis, so therefore it becomes a chelik from Krishma as if he didn't finish Krishma yet. Which comes out according to this, that the Chazan has exactly 248. The Yachid, by having Kavana to be Yaitse with the Shats, the words of Hashem Alekechem, so now he has 248 Bidiyok, meaning with the MS that he said quietly. That's what the Gra brings down and brings it right from the Mechaber later on, that's way Yaitse. So now so it comes out the MS of the Chazan is counted as the 240 of the Chazan is counted as 248, but not the MS of the Tzibra. Now the second Mahalach the Mechaber brings down that the Shat ends off Hashem Lekechem Emes and then repeats out loud again Hashem Lekechem Emes, even though it says anyone who says Emes twice Emes in a row is not good. It's also to say Emes twice because Emes is the so it looks like Tushrishoyes. So the answer is that the Gemara says, Alam Gimon Beis, that someone reached Krishma and his Kaifloi, Harzim Aguna. But the Gemara says, Amos, when is that so? When is it true that's when he says the word and doubles it over? Pasuk Sholem is not bad. So he also, since he's going over these words, the whole statement, like a Pasuk Sholem, so that's not a problem. The Mechaber says that when the Chazan says it, you should say it out loud. The Radvaz says that the first time you should say quietly, and then that will be his head to double over and say it again out loud. The Pri Chodesh writes that the Chazan should say the first time Hashem Lekechem Emes. There are other Achrayim that discuss this. With Maisha and Chedeches and Dalit, he says over there that if the Chazan knows that as soon as he finishes, very soon after, the Tzibo will be finished saying Krishma, and he'll be able to repeat, so then he should not say Emes quietly. He should just say Shema Kechem, and then he'll say Shema Kechem Emes. If he knows that he's going to have to wait some time before he's able to end off, so then he should say Emes in order that there's no hefsek between the Alekechem to Emes. That's very much it. There's a third minig over here where the Marshal and Tshuva writes, he says, Kishanim espal b'yem b'tiris abazah, when I daven on the yard, Choyzani v'soiv ani Hashem Alekechem shem gimel teves bilti Emes lahashlim v'mach teves shebekrishma. No, he says, ani Hashem Alekechem. Emes is not really part of Krishna. We're not counting Emes. That's what he brings down. So these are different minhagim about what the Chazan does. Again, I tell people many times what Rav Moshe says, but in different batikinasiyas they have different minhagim. Now, this whole Indian of not being mafsik between Alekechem and Emes. What?
What does Ramosha say?
That if you know you're going to be finishing it off soon after, very soon after you finish, so then you just say Hashem Alekechem quietly, and then you say Hashem Alekechem Emes out loud. But if you know you're going to have to wait until the Rav or the Tzibah finishes Krishma before you repeat. So then you say Hashem Elokeichem Emes quietly, and then you repeat out loud Hashem Elokeichem Emes. Okay? Okay, we're going to stop here and we'll continue more on this Indian Mitzvah Hashem hopefully tomorrow. And I apologize for this past week in and out. I hope being back up in the country will be able to work this out. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day.